上帝，我们上个礼拜就思想到神这辈的全能，神这辈的那个尊贵。
We praise the Lord because last week we expounded the authority of God to judge and also to rebuke.
当人看见神这辈的时候
，When men see that God rebuke and judge，
不单应当看见自己的罪
，Not only they go to see their own sin，
应当看见神的公义。
They should see God's righteousness.
这个时代是一个把神的公义放诸脑后的一个时代。
This age is an age that put God's righteousness to the back of the mind.
不但毫无忌惮的犯罪。
Not only that we do not care about God, we sin carelessly.
我们甚至偷偷的盼望我们的罪是不需要算的。
And we even hope that our sin will not be judged by God.
试试看把神的存在当作一件没有的事情。
When you put God's existence as something that's not existing.
那我们用上帝所造的理性去产生一大套反对上帝的理论
then,
来印证神是不存在
then using the reason God has created we have to create a lot of this argument to prove that God does not exist at all
神的存在绝对不会因为我们信就变成更存在
but the existence of God it will not be because we believe it becomes more existing
神的存在不会因为我们的不信就变成不存在
and they don't like the existence of God it will not be because we don't believe that he becomes non-existing
所以神自我的存在是独立于我们对于他信和不信的反应之外
so the existence of God is independent of we believe or we don't believe
他是自由拥有绝对自主的主体性的
because he is self-existing he is a substance that has its own sovereignty
他是主体性的有位格的真理
and also he is a subjective personal truth
he is a subjectivity of the truth in person 他也是主体性的公义的本体
he is also subjectivity of the substance of righteousness
所以这样一位神不但是存在的
So this God not only that he exists
他是人道德的检查者
And also he is the examiner of our morality
他是人类自由的施予者
And also he is the giver of man's freedom
他更是人在交账的时候的审判
And all the more he is the judge when we are accountable to him
就当你对这样一位神的存在同他公义的本性有真正的认识
So when you truly know about this existence of this God who is righteous
并且用敬畏的心去认识他怒气的权柄
And also using a heart you fear about his wrath
你的人格你的道德你的行为才真正有方向
Then only your character, your morality, your ethics have a true direction
今天整个人类的问题不是心理辅导的问题
Today, the problem of whole mankind is not a psychological counseling problem
我们试试看用很多的钱用很多的方法来辅导那些心理有问题的人
If we want to spend a lot of money to counsel those problems in the heart
但是真正问题的中心点是对神敬畏的放松
But then the true problem lies in men that they are loose in them or they fear to
神的不信
and they disbelieve God
对神真理的公义和怒气的不敬畏
and to the righteousness and wrath of God they do not honor
所以人类的文化根本没有真正的救药
so men's culture cannot save men
21世纪要来临了
21st century is coming
你会看见以后道德的沦丧要比环境的污染是更严重更严重
You will see that the fall of morality is one more serious than the pollution of an environment
一个人对神有敬畏的心
If a person has a heart to fear the Lord
他用清心见到神的宝座
Then with a pure heart you want to see the throne of God
耶稣基督说清心的人有福了
And Jesus said that blessed are those who are pure in heart
因为他们必得见上帝
Because they shall see God
那清心就是自疑一致的那个人
pure heart within their consistency in themselves
他就是单单要掏身血这个人就清心这个人就寡欲
there only one thing you want to do you want to please God
主啊我要掏你的血
God I want to please you
主啊我要认识你
God I want to know you
只有你是我整个人生真正的对象
only you is the true object of my worship in my life
奥古斯丁讲一句话
Augustine said
我这一生所要明白的事一共只有两样
In my whole life, the thing I want to understand only by two.
第一
the first,
我要认 之神。
I want to fully know God.
Beyond
the second,
我认知我自己的灵魂。
I want to know my own soul.
如果你问我除这两样，你还想知道什么吗
？If you were to ask me other than these two things, what else do you want to know?
奥古斯丁说，我要回答你，我什么都不想知道。
Augustine said, you want to ask me, I want to answer, I don't want to know anything at all.
如果你问我，你真的什么都不想知道吗
？Do you ask me, do I truly do not want to know anything at all?
我再回答你，我绝对什么都不想知道。
And again, I answer, absolutely, I don't want to know any other things.
真的奥古斯丁什么都不想知道吗
？Truly, Augustine doesn't want to know anything at all.
奥古斯丁所知道的就这两件事吗
？Is there only two things that Augustine knows?
如果你研究他的书
，If you were to study his books,
只知道他的时代，甚至历史历代前无古人后无多少来者可以与他相比。
You know that in his age, he is unprecedented.
是二三岁已经精通拉丁文、希腊文的修辞学。
At the age of 12 or 13, he knows the rhetoric of Greek, Latin.
是五六岁已经精通所有历史上所有的哲学。
And even at the 15 or 16, he knows thoroughly all the philosophy of the world.
十七八岁已经做了这些哲学的教授。
At the age of 17 or 18, he became a professor of philosophy.
人类历史中间没有几个人的头脑比他更精明，比他更聪慧。
In the history of mankind, not few minds will be superseded in his mind.
他知道的事情天文地理都了解。
He knows so much things about the heaven and earth.
各派的哲学都精通。
And all schools of philosophy, he knows it thoroughly.
那么他为什么说我只知道两件事
？And why says he, I only want to know two things?
这两件事是超过所有学问以上的学问。
Because these two things is the knowledge that supersedes all knowledge.
这两件事是一切知识之上的知识。
Because these two things is the knowledge of all knowledge.
我要认知神。
I want to know God.
认知灵魂。
And know my soul.
I just want to know two things. God and my soul.
What's
nothing else. Absolutely nothing else.
我只要认知两件事情，神和我自己的灵魂，只有这两件事情是我所要的。
这个人能自知啊。
If a man can know about himself,
这个人可以免去许多许多愚昧的行为。
He can do away with all the foolish things.
一个人能自知
，If a man can know about himself,
一定走在正确的道路。
Then he will know walk in the right way.
这个人凭着什么能自知呢
？But depending on whom the man can know himself.
我们理性的功能是有限的。
Our reasoning power is finite.
我们凭着我自我有限制的理性怎么去知道我自我呢
？And we rely on a finite reasoning. How can we know about ourselves?
自我知道自我的可能性从哪里
？For me to know about myself, where come this possibility?
也许我在台北讲到
，There was one I was bringing in 台北，
一个很高的知识分子来听。
There was a high intellectual was in the midst.
后来第二天他对我说
，And the second day he told me,
我特别兴趣你昨天讲的哪一段，哪一段特别兴趣。
He said I'm especially interested on last night what you preached on this special passage.
我说是哪一段？
I said, which passage?
他就讲给我听的。
And he told me that.
我就知道他听到的是什么。
And I know what he had heard.
我说，当我用思想想别的事情的时候。
Yeah, I say, when I use a reason to think about other things.
我想这个杯子怎么做。
I think how this glass be made.
当我想杯子的时候。
When I think about the glass.
我的思想是主体。
My mind is a subject.
这杯是客体。
And this glass is an object.
我用思想想杯子。
I use my thinking to think about the glass.
想明白了以后呢
？After I've understood it.
我在想这个桌布怎么做的
？Then I think about this cloth how it should be made.
想完了以后呢
？And after that,
我明白了
，I understood.
那么这个思想过程呢
？And in this process of thinking,
是我想这个桌布。
It is me thinking about the cloth.
我是主体
，I'm the subject.
桌布是客体
，And the cloth is an object.
我的思想是主体里面的功用，是产生了一种行动。
And also my thinking is a function that comes from a subject.
想完了以后
，After that，
我在想这个花是怎么长的。
Then I think this flower how did it grow？
The microphone 是怎么做的
？Microphone how is it being manufactured？
里面的功用是怎么样运行的
？The function how does it work？
到底多少部分组成的
？How many parts are composed？
为什么这个东西脱下来它就不响了
？Why？I said when I unplug it, it cannot make a noise. When I plug it, it can make noise.
我就想了。
Then I think.
当我想的时候呢
？When I'm thinking.
我的思想是主体。
My thinking is a subject.
这个东西是可。
And this thing is an object.
后来我什么都想完了以后。
And after I've thought all things.
我再想。
Then I think again.
想什么呢
？What do I think?
想我的思想怎么想
？Think about my thinking. How my thinking is thinking.
So I'm using my thinking to think how my thinking is thinking.
我用思想来思想，我的思想怎样思想？
我用思想去思想思想。
So I use thinking to think about thinking.
你明白了吗？
Do you understand?
用思想去思想思想到底是怎么想的？
I use my thinking to think about thinking how the thinking thinks.
我要想想看我的思想怎么会想的。
I want to think that how my thinking can think.
他想的时候是用什么方法想的？
So when you think, what method do you use to think?
我不知道他怎么想
的。 I don't know how you think.
是为了想想看。
So I want to think and think.
想想看我的思想到底是怎么想的。
To think that how my thinking thinks.
那么这样的话呢，我的思想就变成主体。
So my thinking now becomes the subject.
我的思想也变成客体。
And also my thinking becomes the subject.
我的思想也变成功用。
So becomes the function too.
就是用思想思想思想。
大家说一二三，
用思想思想
思想。
用思想思想思想的时候，
so when you use your thinking to think about thinking，
你说我也兴趣的，
so I'm interested too，
很趣味的事情是不是？
It's interesting.
Using my thinking， I am thinking how can my thinking think。
我用我的思想来思想，我的思想怎样思想？
这个思想去想思想的时候，
so when you use thinking to think about thinking，
就产生了一个什么东西呢？
Then what does it produce？
The mixture between subject and object，
就这个主体跟客体的混乱了。
想的是谁呢？
Who thinks？
是我的思想。
I think。
想什么呢？
What do you think？
想我的思想。
Think about my thinking。
想我的思想什么事呢？
Think about thinking what？
想我的思想怎么想？
Think about thinking how that you think。
那么要知道的是思想。
Then what you want to know is thinking.
要被知道的也是思想。
What they want to be known also is thinking.
能够知道就用想去知道。
And also you use thinking to know about thinking.
所以这个理性主义就败仗就在这里。
So rationalism fails in this area.
理性主义只知道因为我思想所以我存在。
And rationalism said that I think that's why I exist.
就是 cogito ergo sum.
I think that's why I exist.
这是拉丁文。
This is Latin.
这是从 Rene Descartes 开始的。
It's Rene Descartes who began it.
当他在火炉的旁边。
When he was beside the furnace.
他说我怀疑很多的事情。
You say I'm skeptical of many things.
但我没有办法怀疑，我正在怀疑。
But I cannot be skeptical about I'm thinking.
我用思想去怀疑别的事情的时候。
So when I use my thinking to be to doubt for other things.
我就不知道别的事情在我怀疑之下到底存在不存在。
I do not think I think that I doubt whether they exist or not.
但我这个怀疑的我是正在怀疑的。
But this doubting self is now doubting.
因为他正在怀疑，就证明这个怀疑者一定存在。
Because in the process of doubting, which in this one who doubts,
如果我不存在，我怎么会怀疑？
If I do not exist, how can I doubt?
所以我的怀疑就证明我是存在。
So I doubt, therefore I exist.
就叫做 cogito ergo sum.
And that's why I think, therefore I exist.
就开始了近代哲学的理性时代。
It began the rationalism age of this time.
所以他们认为呢，我这个呢是在一个本质里面。在证明我的存在。
So in that process, I'm trying to prove my existence.
因为我有这个本质。
Because I have this nature.
所以呢，我才证明我是存在。
And it proves that I exist.
换句话说，可以把它归纳变成本质先于存在。
In other words, I can say that essence pre-existence existence.
250年以后呢
？250 years later.
法国的沙特就把它翻过来了。
沙特 reverse it.
他说，因为我的思想。
Because I can think,
是因为我存在才能。
It is because first I exist, then I can think.
不是我的思想证明我存在。
It is not my thinking proves that I exist.
是我的存在使我能思想。
It is because I exist, that's why I can think.
倒过来是存在先于本质。
So then we reverse the existence pre-existence of this essence.
就变成了。The existence is prior to essence, 就变成近代这个存在主义的最重要的论证。
It becomes a very important proof about existentialism of this age.
那么当我用思想思想我的思想的时候
，When I use my thinking to think about my thinking,
你的本质，你的本体。你要被动的客体是混在一起的，你怎么解决
？Your essence, your substance, and the passive the subject is now being confused together.
这表示你的理性是有限制。
Within your this reasoning power is limited.
如果理性自己是有限制的
，If this reasoning power is finite,
你要知道它怎么想，就是现在你正在想的。
That you want to know that how you think you are in the process of thinking.
那你怎么想，你怎么用你的思想去想出来的
？Then how you think about thinking things.
理性既然有限度的话。
A reasoning power is finite.
理性就不是神。
Then reasoning power is not God.
是的限度界里。
Because it's in the realm of limitation.
它是的相对界里。
It's in the realm of relativism.
把理性当的神来否定神的存在的是笨得不得了的。
And if you use the reasoning power as God, and then want to deny the existence of God, you're foolish.
在香港有一句常用的话。
In Hong Kong, there's a word that's been used.
就那些呢，自以为越想越对的人是很可怜的。
It's very pitiful for those who think that they're right.
所以你他讲一大堆的，你说你这给蓝了。
And you think of yourself.
那个你自己想的了。
You think of yourself.
That's your own thinking.
Your own thinking.
That's not the truth. That is only your own thinking.
不是的，这你是你自己的想法。
那你自己的想法了。
That's your own thinking.
我不接受你这样。
I don't accept it.
你整个懒了。
You think that's your own thinking.
你自己以为你是对的罢了。
You thought you are right.
没有人要接受你的理论。
No one accept your reasoning.
所以这就变成以人为中心的衡量产生出来的弊端。
That become a false that come from man as setting himself as a measure.
当人以自己为中心的时候
，When man use himself as a center，
越想越对。
The more they think they thought they're right，
既然对就可以绝对。
Since it is right， it can be absolutized。
我做的难道会不对吗
？What I have done， how can it be wrong？
连我都会不对，那谁会对呢
？If I can be wrong， who can be right？
你里面也不过是个我，是你自己感到你存在那个我。
Because within yourself is only a self that thought you are。
我里面有我一个我。
And also within myself there's a self。
你里面那个我不是我这个里面的我。
And the cell within you and the cell within me
are different. 我里面这个我
This cell is within me.
当然是世界最重要的
Of course the most important
in the world. 我是要存在的
Because I have that.
我是有主权的
I have the
soul. 我是会思想的
I am the one who thinks.
我就越想越对
The more I think the more I am right.
越对就变越绝对
The more I think I'm right the more I absolutize.
越绝对就看别人都不对
The more I absolutize the more I think others are wrong.
自我绝对起来
So you absolutize yourself.
那么当自我绝对的结果呢
？So the result of your self-absolutization.
你就忘记你的限制。
You forget your finiteness.
你忘记你的主体客体的分散。
You forget about the mixture of the subject and object.
最后你把自己当成神一样。
And later you thought you're God.
是一想一对。
The more you think, the more you think you're right.
毛泽东就很好意思，以为全中国的真理就是他那边。
毛泽东 he is not saying feeling that he is the truth of the whole China.
所以呢，战无不胜的毛泽东思想万岁。
He said a long life to the Mao Zedong's thinking who is right all the time.
万岁。
And longevity.
毛泽东死了，有毛一路两年就不可以印了。两岁不是万岁。
After his death, his analect can only publish in 2 years.
当人以为自己想的就是真理的时候
，When people think that what they think is truth,
一定排他。
Then they would
排他 reject others.
Reject others.
When I absolutize myself,
当我把自己绝对化的时候
，the side effect will be surely reject others.
我们的副作用来说，我们是排他的。
If you are rejecting the same kind.
如果你这排挤的
，that is only sins against the same level.
那么你只不过是同水平的一种的错误。
When a man is absolutizing himself,
当一个人接近我自己的时候
，up to the level that to reject God,
而要来这个排斥神的时候
，he becomes the enemy of God.
那么也成为神的仇敌。
当人把自己绝对化的时候
，when a man absolutizes himself,
他就否定了神。
He reject God.
那你把这个架构搞清楚了以后
，So when you know this structure,
你才知道这一段到底要讲什么。
Then you know what this passage is trying to tell you.
所以这一段比上一段更严重的。
So this passage is more serious and compared to the preceding passage.
上一段讲完的时候
，The preceding passage after it's finished,
提出一个邀请。
It opened an invitation.
我们应当知道我们的神。怒气的潜能。
We should know that God has the power to get angry.
谁知道你怒气的潜能
？Who know about your power of wrath？
谁按照你该受的敬畏，晓得你愤怒的潜能
？And according to the honor this that should be worthy for you, who know about your wrath？
这是摩西探视之言。
This is Moses when he sighed.
He sighed for the whole world.Before he died.
他为这个世界来叹息，他还没有临终之
前。Who among mankind knows your wrath?
我们人当中有谁知道你的怒气？
Who has the fear of the Lord and know the power of your wrath?
谁能够敬畏神，知道你怒气的权柄呢？
这个世界还有多少人是怕上帝的？
How many people fear the Lord in this world?
贪官污吏一大堆。
Those who are corrupted.
个个是为了民服务，个个都把钱放在自己袋。
Everybody say that they are serving the people, but they put the money in their own pocket.
不义之财
and unrighteous money.
不清白的良心
and also unclear conscience.
不负责任的言语
and also words that are not responsible.
个个都以为自己可以这样。
Everybody thought they can do such way.
今天的报纸登出来
Today the newspaper will read.
过去全中国反贪污小组的副主任要被判处死刑
and also the anti-corruption leader of China want to be condemned to death.
因为他本身是这样的
Because himself is so
所以人还怕上帝吗
So who fears the Lord
如果全世界的人类都不怕上帝的话
If for the whole world nobody fears God
还有义人可讲吗
How can we talk about righteous man
还有道德可以谈
How can we talk about morality
人类还有盼望吗
Man does he have hope
我们这一代的人这样败坏
And if our generation is so corrupt,
我们要用什么口对孩子的你要好好做呢？我讲不出来。
What kind of word we can use to teach our children to be good?
因为我们自己都没有好好做呢，怎么教孩子呢
？Because even ourselves not behaving good.
你说很好。
You say good.
我虽然没有办法，我去读教育学博士，我去教孩子。
Even though I'm not good myself, I got a doctorate in education. I can
teach my children well. 我告诉你啊，教育学博士的孩子很多教不成功。
Those who are doctorate in education cannot teach well their own children.
很多教的最好的孩子，父母亲是根本没有读过教育学。
And those who teach children well are those people who never learned education.
因为这根本不是知识层次的问题。
Because this is not the level of education.
神的怒气，神的公义在地上施行的那一个问题。
It is God's wrath, God's righteousness is being practiced in the world.
亲爱的弟兄，
My dear friends,
他是上帝责备人的时候
，When God rebukes.
显为公义
It proved that he's right.
为什么呢
Why?
当神没有发怒以前你根本没有看到他是那样圣洁
Because before God showed his wrath we do not see his holiness.
所以当一个义人
When a righteous man
一个圣人
A one who is a saint
讲话的时候
When he speaks
你单单看他的面孔他的眼睛你心里面都会颤抖
Even when you see his face your heart will tremble.
因为他把那个形象表上出来
Because even that image being manifested
事情不应该这样
Things that be so.
你不可以这样做人。
You cannot do in such a manner.
他的脸孔摆出来的时候
，Even his countenance being manifested.
圣洁公义的威力就出来了。
The holiness and also the righteousness being manifested.
何况是神
？But what about God?
今天我告诉你
，Today I tell you.
教会里面需要什么人
？What does the church need today?
需要那有分量讲一句话，大家都要佩服的。
Need those people who have the way to say even a single statement that everybody obey.
这种教会领袖怎么产生呢
？How could we produce this kind of leaders?
请问现在教育界里面需要怎么样的
？Now in the area of education, what kind of people we need?
伟大的老师
，need those mighty teachers.
以身作则
，with themselves as example.
照应当讲的话教孩子的时候
，and teach the children as God is what to be taught.
每一句都分量很重
，and even every single word is carries weight.
全校都服他
，and the whole school will submit to him.
今天的政府需要怎么样的
？Today, what kind of people we need the government?
以身作则的人
，those who set themselves as example，
无论是君王
，no matter is a king，
无论是总统
，no matter is a prime minister，
无论是总理
，no matter is a
president， 当他把自己生活的原则讲出来的时候
，when they talk about their own life principles，
整个政府都佩服他
，the whole government will submit to him，
国会需要这样的人
，even the parliament needs a people，
每一个需要这样的人
，even the cabinet needs this kind of person，
国际外交事务需要这样的人
，the external affairs of the whole world needs this kind of person，
教育界需要这样的人
，the education needs this，
经济界需要。
The economic realm needs this.
金融界需要这样的。
Even the financial realm needs this people.
医学界需要这样的。
Even the medical field needs this people.
教会更需要这样的。
All the more the church needs this people.
所以你们年轻人
，So you as young people,
预备自己
，prepare yourself,
为了一生可以被神用。
So that your whole life can be used by God.
好好谨守神的真理。
And also keep the truth of God.
使你这一生口讲出的话带有充满能力。
So whatever you say in this life, you carry with power and authority.
当神责备人的时候
，When God rebukes，
显为公义
，It proves that it's right。
为什么呢
？Why？
是义者讲义话
，Because the righteous one who talk about righteousness，
圣者发圣言
，The holy one that talk about holiness，
有权柄发怒的人把怒气的言语宣布出来
，The one who has authority to get wrath manifests his wrath，
只有神有这个位置
，Only God has this authority。
那么有的人听了不赞不接受
，Some heard it but did not accept it，
议论。
They want to debate, want to oppose.
你被议论的时候，是显为得胜。
When you are being debated, you show victory.
这句话也是大的不得了。
These statements are so mighty.
里面的气派是浩大到充斥全宇宙。
And even the spirit fills the whole atmosphere and the world.
当保罗讲了这句话以后呢
？When after Paul said this,
他第五节说什么呢
？Verse number five says,
我且照着人的常话说。
But if our righteousness according to man's way,
我们的不义若显出上帝的义
，if our unrighteousness bring out the God's righteousness,
那我们可以怎么说呢
？Then what can we say?
这什么一句话呢
？What do you mean?
这表示呢，人看见上帝的义以后呢，不但不悔改，还要讨功劳。
That when men see God's righteousness, no, they do not repent. They say that they are good themselves.
上帝啊
，God，
你讲我不好，我知道。
You say I'm not good, I know.
但是因为我不好，人家才看出你很好嘛。
Because I'm not good, that's why people say you're good.
是好在我在，才显出你好嘛。
我 even good at my sitting, that's why people can see that
you're good. 人家会说你好，因为有我不好，才衬托你很好嘛。
People can see that you're good because people see that I'm not good.
所以你要谢谢我。
So you must thank me.
就此。
So,
你看到没有
So you see.
所以这个世界有救用吗？
So is that a salvation for the world?
我的不义能够显出上帝的义，不是好吗？
My unrighteousness can show your righteousness, isn't that good?
这怎么可以说呢？
How can you say that?
如果一个人一直唱低音，
If a man will sing bass, bass, bass,
bass, 另外一个，你看高音很好听，因为我低音不好听，它才好听嘛。
Because my bass is not good, that's why your tenor is beautiful.
所以如果每天那样听，有什么好听？
So if you listen to that every day, it's not beautiful.
所以你要听它的好听。
So you must listen to a good voice.
要先听我的不好听。
You must listen to my bad voice.
讨厌了哈？好，你听他的。
So you disgust, dislike my voice, then you listen to his.
上帝啊！
God,
你要谢谢我。
You want to thank me?
因为我的不义。
Because of my unrighteousness,
你
说 your righteousness,
人家才认识你是好。
People don't know that you're righteous.
你穿白衣啊
？You wear white shirt.
哪里知道穿白衣
？How can you know it's a white shirt?
我以为就已经很白的衣。
I thought it's a white shirt.
等他站我旁边才知道，原来我不是白衣。
When he stood beside me, then I know that my wife is not a white shirt.
人家知道你比我更白，因为我比你更黑。你要谢谢我。
So when people know that you're whiter than me because I'm blacker than you,
没有我在你旁边，你显不出很白了。
If I don't stand beside you, you'll not show that you are fair.
而且呢，你没有你面孔比我黑，人家不知道我比他更白。
So if your face is not darker than me, nobody will see that I'm fairer than you.
所以衣服你比我白，但是面皮我比你白一点。
Well, your shirt is whiter than me, but my face is whiter than you.
上帝啊
，God,
你被谁？
You are being shown as righteous.
因为我有不义才写你。
It is because I'm right, I'm righteous.
这种叫做什么意思？
What do you call this?
这种叫做 sophism.
That's called sophism.
Sophie 这个字从 Sophia 来的。
诡辩者就是爱智慧的人。
你们许多人叫做 Sophia.
Many of you are called Sophia.
Sophie.
Sophie,
这是好名称。
That's a good name.
不，这个可惜的是，因为有这个名，你不知道这个名叫是什么意思。
But you have this name, you don't know what the meaning of this name.
Sophie 的意思就是智慧。
Sophia means wisdom.
那么 Sophie 什么
？Sophie
就是有智慧的人。
He who has wisdom.
这些有智慧的人，真的是有智慧的人。
These people who claim to have wisdom today, today have wisdom.
我是智慧人。
I'm a wise man.
你问他，你怎么好意思称自己智慧？
How can you call yourself selfish?
当然我就是智慧。
Of course, I'm a wise man.
我可以教你的。
I can teach you.
那么你说呢？你凭什么教我呢？
Where some body can teach me?
我认为这个对的就是对的。
I thought this is right and that's right.
就把我认为对的告诉你。
What I think is right, I teach you and listen to me.
那这个就是这些自封老师、自以为聪明的智慧。
These are the self-claimed wise men, self-claimed teacher.
你说唐牧师，你不是也是这样吗？
You say, Randall, isn't you do the same thing?
你来马来西亚。要讲的就叫我们听你，你不是也智慧人
？You come to Malaysia, you teach you another.
不，我没有告诉你，我想对的就是对的。
I did not say that what I think is right is right.
我告诉你，我们来查经。
I say we want to study Bible.
我们来明白上帝的。
Understand God's word.
你明白吗
？Understand.
所以我不是智慧。
I'm not a wise man.
我没有厉害。
I'm not too good.
我不是真理。
I'm not too.
我是把神的道讲给你。
I'm not expounding God's word to you.
但是智慧人是没有根据。
But those wise men have no foundation.
这些所谓智慧人，他根本没有权威。
These people called sophists, they don't have authority.
也不相信他以外有别的权威。
They don't believe that other than they are, they have the authority.
Sophists 出了两个人。
Sophists is two persons.
一个叫做 Georgia.
One is called Georgia.
另外一个人叫做 Protagoras.
One is called Protagoras.
Protagoras 就定了一个条例。
Protagoras fixed a law.
希腊文叫做 Homo Mensura.
Or Homo Mensura in Greek.
Homo Mensura 的意思是什么？
It means
man is the measure of all things.
人是一切东西的衡量。
人是万有的衡量。
Man is the measure of all things.
这是希腊哲学里面一句很重要的错误的话。
This is a very important wrong statement of Greek philosophy.
中国人有相同的话，不同讲法。
And Chinese have the same kind of saying, but different way of expressing.
中国人不说人是万物的衡量。
And Chinese will not say that man is the measure of all things.
中国人说人是万物的灵。
He will say that man is the spirit of all things.
万物之灵。
He's the spirit of all things.
希腊人说人是万物之策。
And the Greek will say that we are the ruler of all things.
我有了这个策以后
，When I have this ruler,
我就量
，I measure.
太短
，It's too short.
太长
，Too long.
不对。
Wrong,
不对
，wrong。
你根据什么说我不对
？Based on what you say I'm wrong。
我根据这个车。
According to this rule。
这车哪里来的
？This measure what has come from？
我自己做的。
I make it。
所以我就管全世界。
So I rule the whole world。
我就判断全世界。
I judge the whole world。
我就比全世界更高。
I'm higher than all the whole world。
有比这个更危险的吗
？Isn't that more dangerous？
二十世纪。
When it comes to 20th century,
除了希特勒,
you kind of Hitler,
20世纪,
20th century,
除了Mussolini,
when Mussolini,
20世纪,
in the 20th century,
除了Hitler,
when Hitler,
20世纪,
in the 20th century,
除了毛泽东,
when Mao Zedong,
这些人都是Protagoras的子孙,
these people are the descendants of Protagoras.
I am the measure of the whole world.
我是万有的衡量者,
听我的话的就顺我不我就把他杀死,
if you listen to me, you live, you do not listen to me, you die.
所以他到底凭什么定人的生死?
Based on what he judged people's life and death.
到底凭什么发动世界战争?
Based on what they start the world war.
到底凭什么使千万人生命涂炭?
With what qualification they kill so many people?
凭着我的尺寸,
me as a measure.
Man is the measure of all things.
人是万有的衡量.
所以当一个人把自己做中心的时候呢,
when a people, when a person uses himself as a center,
这就很危险了,
it's dangerous.
就从Georgia, 从这个 Protagoras 开始,
from Georgia, from Protagoras, it begins.
Georgia 是三个定律,
Georgia has three rules.
一个定律,
the first,
nothing exists,
没有东西存在,
所以不必靠什么权力, 根本不存在,
so there's no other authority that exists.
第二,
the second,
if something exists, cannot be communicated,
如果有东西存在, 不能够论述,
第三,
the third,
if it can be communicated, cannot be understood.
如果它是能够被传递的话, 我们不能够明白,
你讲的我不必明白,
so what you speak I cannot understand, I don't understand, then what I say you can understand too.
虽然结婚结婚算了, 你想你的, 我想我的,
even though we get married, you think yours, my, I think mine,
你对就你对,
you think you're right, it's okay, you're right, I think right, so we want our way.
所以这个世界经过这种智慧人的教导, 就乱七八糟,
so when this world has been taught by this kind of sophies, it become a chaos.
孔子说呢, 要这个大同, 要天下为公,
Confucius says that we must have a whole world be united.
这个可能吗?
Is it possible?
他们说不必,
you say no,
你的人就是尺寸,
because man is a measure,
我就是权威,
I am the authority,
我要这样就这样,
I want to do such a thing,
我想对的就是真的,
when I say it's right, it's right,
你只能听我的,
you can only listen to me.
很危险的,
it's dangerous.
这是文化里面很危险, 一些根在里面,
it's the root of danger in the culture.
当上帝责备你的时候,
when God rebuked you,
你说有什么好责备?
Is there anything to repeat?
你说我不对,
you say I'm wrong.
因为我不对, 才显出你很对, 也是对啊,
because I'm right, so that's why, so you're right, that's right too.
所以这个叫智慧人,
so that's called sophist.
你知道苏格拉底在世界上最讨厌人是什么人?
You know Socrates, when he was the world, who the people he disliked the most?
就是这些智慧人,
this kind of sophist.
他以为自己有智慧,
they thought they are wise.
所以你是智慧人吗?
You're a wise man?
苏格拉底你自己想,
Socrates said, only you think that you're right.
自己想的,
you think you're right.
我告诉你,
I tell you,
智慧有共通性的,
and there is a commonality of wisdom,
不是个别性,
not individuality.
智慧有普遍性,
it is universality,
不是地区性,
and not a reason.
智慧有永恒性,
yes, it's eternal nature,
不是暂时性,
not a temporal nature.
是智慧的真理的话,
it, if it is the true wisdom,
那么在这个地方是真理的, 在那个地方也应该是真理,
here is a truth, and there also is to be truth.
对你是真理, 对我也是真理,
to you it must be true, to me also it must be truth.
所以你不能自 以为对就是对的,
so you wouldn't say that because I think it's right, it's right.
苏格拉底一生最反对的就是这些自以为智慧,
Socrates in the whole world or life opposing people who thought they are wise.
所以与苏格拉底同时代的,
and those who are contemporary of this Socrates,
他们就分清界限的时候,
they want to define it very clear.
他们讲一句话,
they say,
I am not a sophist,
我不是一个诡辩者,
I'm only a philosopher,
我只不过是个爱智慧者,
I am only the sophist lover, I am not the sophist itself,
我只不过是爱智慧, 我不是智慧人,
我不是智慧的本身,
I'm not a substance of wisdom,
我不过是智慧的追求者,
I'm only a seeker of wisdom,
智慧的爱慕者,
I'm also an admirer of wisdom.
这就变成新的一种谦卑的定义,
and that becomes the new definition of humility.
我问你什么叫谦卑呢?
What will be humble?
这叫谦卑吗?
Is that called humility?
这个叫做体操,
that's called exercise.
这叫体操,
exercise.
你说什么叫谦卑呢?
What am I to be humble?
你比我好,
you're better than me.
这可能叫奉承,
and sometimes this is called a pestering.
什么叫谦卑呢?
What am I to humility?
是的,
yes, yes, yes.
这叫奴才相,
this is called a slave.
那么现在中国人呢, 你不谦卑,
And the Chinese will say, you're not humble.
我告诉你，凡是对你说你不谦卑的人，他已经开始妒忌你了。
A lot of people when they say they're not humble, actually he envy you.
除非他是真正诚实。
Unless he's truly honest.
那如果他是真的诚实，他怎么可以说我不谦卑呢？
If truly honest, how can he say that I'm not humble enough?
因为他真正看出你有毛病，所以骄傲。
Because he truly see that your problem.
但如果你真正已经谦卑的人还说你骄傲的话，
Because if you're truly humble, people still see they're proud.
只有两个可能。
Only two possibilities.
第一个可能。
The first.
你不知你不谦卑。
You do not know that you're not humble enough.
而以为你很谦卑。
But you thought you're humble.
第二
the second,
为什么呢？人家说你谦卑。
Why say people say you're humble?
说你不够谦卑。
Or that you're not humble.
另外一个可能
Is that a possibility?
就是他做的半事做不到，你做到，他认为你比他年轻，怎么有这样大成就？妒忌你，所以说你不谦卑。
He has worked very hard, he cannot achieve it, but you are young, you can achieve it, he envy you.
这个再讲下去就很深的心理学的问题。
So this starts a lot of the deep psychology.
好，我告诉你谦卑是什么。
What am I to be humble?
永无止息。对真理的渴慕、追求、顺从
，unceasing submissiveness and also search of truth。
我再讲一次，永无止息的、继续不断的对真理的渴慕、追求和顺从，这个叫
unceasing admiring and seeking and submission to truth, and that's called humility。
那么，所以 sophist 的人不是真谦卑
，so sophists are not those who are too humble，
因为他们从来不认为有他以外可以顺从的真理是比他更高的权利。
Because they never thought that outside them there is a truth whereby they can submit to。
我讲的就是权威。
What I say is authority。
我做的就是真理。
What I do is truth。
你不必再对我讲什么。
You don't have to say anything to me。
这样的人会进步吗
？This kind of people can they progress？
不可能会进步。
No。
这样的人就把自己当成一个上帝来看待，就是。
They deem themselves as God。
所以呢，当一个人在神面前不谦卑的时候
，When a person before God is humble，
一定就变成强辩秀子。
Then he become a sophist。
那苏格拉底说是强辩秀子，这些诡辩学派的人最大的毛病在哪里
？Socrates said that this sophist was their greatest problem。
他们不是要真理，他们要辩论可以胜。
That they're not truly desiring truth, they want to win in the debate。
他们爱辩论中间的得胜，过于爱真正追求真理。
They want to have a victory in debate rather than the truth。
所以这段圣经就提到了一层再一层再一层诡辩学派的真正的骄傲。
So this passage talk about the level, another level, another level of pride of the sophists.
神是高过万有的。
God, he supersedes everything.
神责备人的时候。
When God rebukes.
神为公义。
He proves that he's right.
那么这些人说，神啊，我看到你是公义，因为你责备我知道我不公义，我求助赦免，是这样吗？
These people when I say that God, I see your righteousness, you rebuke me, so I'm a righteous and I obey. No,
不是。
No,
反过来说，
they turn it.
就因为显出我不义，人家才看出你义的，还不好吗？
Because,
是我把你衬托出来。
Because I'm righteous, it manifests your righteous, you should thank me.
可你的鼻子也没有多高嘛。
And your nose not too high.
就因为我们这些都扁的，人家才看出你很高。
Because our nose not too high, then you show that your nose high.
你要知道我们功劳很大的。
You know we are getting married.
所以是第一个自我绝对化对神的反抗。
And this is the first opposition of God when you absolutize yourself.
我们再读第五节。
And we'll read verse 5.
你同读。一、二、三。我且照着人的常话说，我们的不义若显出上帝的义来，我们可以怎样说呢？上帝降怒是他不义吗？断乎不是。那么前面一句什么意思呢？
那 what do you mean 呢？
表示那个世界的人都走那条路。
Then the people of that world is going that path.
所以照着人的常话。
According to what people commonly say.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
That's a common saying.
The common saying.
Common habit.
And that's a 常行。
Common culture.
那么平常的文化。
Everyone is doing like that.
每个人是这样做的。
Everyone is saying that kind of pattern.
每个人是这样说的。
So I can say like that too.
所以我也可以这样想。
照着人的常话来说。
According to the common saying.
糟糕了。
Then,
当保罗写这本书的时候
，When Paul is writing this book，
整个希腊罗马的文化都变成诡辩学派的文化。
The whole Greek and Roman culture becomes sophist。
你说我不义吗
？You say I'm righteous。
就因为我不义才显出你的义。
Because I'm unrighteous, surely you're righteous。
他不但不感到不义是不对
，Not only does he not feel that he's unrighteous and that's wrong，
他还感到他对上帝有贡献。
And you feel that he has contributed to God。
那么保罗说，我怎么说呢
？Paul said, "What should I say?"
上帝降怒。 是不应该的吗？
Is it unjust for God to show his wrath?
上帝降怒是不可以的吗？
Is it unjust for God to bring his wrath?
上帝啊，你骂我，说我不好，你这样发脾气，你也不好。
God, you rebuke it, I'm no good, you lose this temper, you're no good too.
你明白了吗？
You understand?
所以当孩子哈，
when your kids
偷东西，
when they steal,
爸爸打他的时候，
when the father disciplined him,
被打又说，我们都是罪人，你偷，我偷东西，你打人。
You say that we are all sinners, I steal, how can you slap me?
我犯的是偷东罪，你都犯的是打人的罪。
I'm only by stealing, but you beat me, you are sinning too.
你说我不好，你也不好。
You say I'm not good, you're not good too.
你用不好管不好。
You're using no good to discipline no good.
如果你是这个爸爸，你怎么，你更气对不对？
You're such a father with
your parents. 气死你！你敢说我？
How can you say that?
孩子说：“你看，又在表示了。
You're getting angry again.
我每次讲你就表演一次。
Every time when I say you play,
你不但不好，就很凶。
You're very fierce.
打了自己的孩子。
You beat your own children.
我解释你又不听。
I explain you never listen to me.
眼睛这么大骂我。
And you stare at me and scold at me.
做爸爸的自己不要看镜子。
And being a father, you don't look at me for yourself.
我不过偷东西罢了。
I'm only by stealing.
你还要打我，还要骂我。
You want to beat me, you want to scold me.
甚至像圣经说，世人都犯了罪。
And the Bible said, all men have sinned.
那你明白了吗？
所以 understand.
就是这个意思。
那是命令。
这一段圣经啊。
This passage.
保罗说呢。
Paul said,
上帝责备我。
When God rebuked me,
显出我的不义
to manifest I'm unrighteous.
我的不义把你义表现出来。
It is my unrighteousness that manifests your righteousness.
有什么不对呢？
Isn't that right?
那么上帝降怒在人的身上。
When God bring wrath to man,
是不义吗？
Is it unjust?
为什么保罗这样讲呢？
What's the process?
你怎么可以生气？你生气就是你不对的。
You get angry, you're wrong.
这世界有两种人。
Two kind of person is
what? 一种人在脚底下踢你。
One people they stab you,
用铁刺踢你。
They stab you with thorns.
踢完了你就打骂你，为什么你干嘛？
After they get angry and say, why is that you stab me?
他们就不到。
And then he will snap a shot.
对人看，你不要跟他交朋友，他这样难看你。
Don't be friendly because he's ugly.
他会生气，你看这个事实证明。
He will get angry when the photos show it.
我们一同开会，他是这样骂人，你看。
See, when they have meeting together, he scold me.
有物为证。
Well, we have a proof that.
但是他就没有告诉人家他这样的用脚尖。
But he never tell other than because he stamp on you.
所以这世界有两种人。
Two kind of people in this world.
一种是光明正大发脾气跟人家拍照。
One they was show their wrath and they've been ticked not.
一种是鬼祟祟犯罪，人家不知道。
And some was in a coward way, nobody knows.
你经验过这样的事吗？
Have you experienced that?
你们做人太幼稚了。
So you're too naive.
很多年轻人傻里傻气。
A lot of young people are very naive.
你说哪里傻气？我就是那个替人的嘛。
I'm the one who stand on others.
今天给你讲出来了。
And today you point me out.
我告诉你。
I tell you,
圣经说
，The Bible says，
你们做上帝仆人的
，You are the servant of the Lord，
敬戒人
，You must rebuke people，
要劝勉人
，You must warn people，
要安慰人
，You must counsel people，
教训人
，You must teach people，
要责备人
，You must rebuke others。
请问
，I want to ask，
现在有多少个传道敢责备人
？How many people dare preacher dare to rebuke people？
很少。
Very few.
为什么呢
？Why？
责备人不讨好吗
？Because when you rebuke people, dislike you.
讲上帝的义也没有什么果效。
When talk about righteousness of God, there's no result.
讲到太严格，全部不来的奉献都没有，没有薪水怎么办
？When they're too strict, nobody comes. There's no offering. You have no salary.
好了，讲好话了。
You say good things.
真的爱苍阔高深。
Because love is so wide and so high.
永远温柔。
And forever is gentle.
神多温柔呢
？How gentle is God?
就像我这样温柔。
Like me,
有罪不必审判。
Then as you've seen, you don't need to judge.
所以现在这种传道人叫做好传道。
These are preachers are good preachers.
突然来了一个传道人。
But there come a
这辈子哟
，rebuke him.
你看
，you see,
撒旦在他身上。
Satan's upon him.
神的仆人一直发脾气。
And God's servant now
真是没有爱心。
No love.
你明白吗
？You understand?
就这样的情形。
And such a situation.
我相信讲这篇道很少人会比我讲得更好。
I truly believe no one can preach better than myself in this.
真正懂得整个哲学里面毛病、弊端、诡计在哪里。
Because I truly know where are the weaknesses of philosophy.
而我亲自体会，为神讲公义话的时候，许多诡诈的基督徒就马上反口咬你一下。
And I've experienced when I truly remove people who righteous of God, people will come back to you and fight you. He's scolding people.
你不荣耀主嘛?
You are not glorifying God. How can you be an example of Christians?
那么换句话说, 犯罪就可以, 这辈子就不可以,
which means you can sin, no one can rebuild.
那么教会败坏不要紧,
so there's corruption in the church, it's okay, 如果是, but cannot rebuild.
如果是这样的话,
if that's the manner,
上帝降怒变成上帝不义,
then God's soul bring forth his righteous.
那么犯罪犯多了就变成正常了,
so when you sin more, you become normal.
所以正常的变成不正常, 不正常的变成正常,
so the normal become abnormal, and abnormal become normal.
对不对啊? 你今天在这里走来走去跟大家握手大家看你很平安
Today when you're walking here secondary people say you're in peace
大家看你很正常
You are normal
但是
But then
有一个神经病来到家 我们大家毛骨悚然
Someone who is mentally wrong come here and laugh
你祷告求主不要给他坐在我的旁边
You say pray God and he doesn't sit beside me
听到一半不然他抓我怎么办
Because half of you catch on me
所以你看他不正常
So you see he's abnormal
但是我告诉你
But I tell you
如果你
If you
跑到神经病院里面
If you go to the mental hospital
从第一个房间走到最后一个房间
You walk from the first ward to the last
你规规矩矩的
You walk rightly.
你走完了，他们一定说不正常的人来了。
Then they will say that you're abnormal.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为全部神经，你没有神经，当然你不正常。
Because all are mentally wrong, and because they are normal, you're abnormal.
所以真理的标准在哪里？
So where lies the measure of truth?
没有了。
No more.
凡是大家贪污, 你不贪污, 你就是怪人。
If everybody is corrupted, you're not corrupted, you're abnormal.
整个公司所有的人都娶小老婆, 只有你还是忠于你的太太。 你是傻瓜。
If everybody in the company is unfaithful to the wife, but you are faithful to your wife, then you are a fool.
税务局里面每一个人都贪钱。
In the tax office, everybody is corrupted.
你不但不要拿,
not only you want to take the bribe,
你还要告状。
You want to sue them,
我一定陷害你,把你杀死。
Then we'll kill you.
这叫做世界。
It's called a world.
所以这个世界的败坏就在这一章里面显出来了。
So the weakness of the world is manifested.
神降怒的时候,
when God manifests right wrath,
你看他发脾气了。
He says he's losing his temper.
这个神没有爱心了。
This God has no love.
这个神这样不公义, 我们还要信他吗？
This unrighteous God, how can we believe in him?
我告诉你, 今天很多人不信上帝, 不是因为上帝不好, 是因为上帝太好。
Today a lot of people don't believe in God not because God is no good, but God is too good.
今天很多人不听上帝的道，不是道不好，是他们听不进去。
Today a lot of people don't listen to the word of God not because the word of God is no good, but they cannot listen it.
是预备犯罪，没有预备要听到。
They're prepared to sin, not prepared to listen.
犯罪有害，是预备得到称赞，不预备得到光荣。
And after they sin, they're too prepared to be praised, not to be illuminated.
可怜。
It's a pitiful.
你今天还没有来以前,
today before you come,
你一定 穿了衣服照镜子梳头发洗脸 我要去参加聚会
You comb, you put up very well and take at a mirror You say you want to come to the meeting
如果你没有照镜子
Before you take at the mirror
你就来了
And then you come
可能你衣服是这样的
Maybe such the way you put on a cloth
可能你领带是这样的
And such the way you put on a tie
哇你快快抓出去
And then you come quickly.
以为你自己很漂亮
You thought you're very beautiful.
结果一个长一短你看不见
One wrong one side you cannot see
一个在外面里面你看不见
And you don't see the wrong
后来你来大家跟你笑 哈哈哈哈请进去
When everybody come and greet you You come in
一定很漂亮的吧
I'm very beautiful you say
大家这么一直看我
Everybody look at me I must be beautiful
所以你心里想今天到底我英俊在哪里
Where is my point of beauty today
跑到洗手间去
But when you go to the washroom
你看了才知道 原来大家 笑你啊, 不是尊重你, 炫慕你漂亮, 是看你扮神经病, 这样穿衣服。
But actually everybody is laughing at you, not praising you.
当你看到镜子的时候,
so when you look at the mirror,
看镜子应该怎么样?
How do you watch a mirror?
看了镜子应该怎么样? 应该怎么样?
After you look at the mirror, what do you do?
应该怎么样? 你讲不当我就不见当了。应该怎么样?
What should you do?
就穿好它，对不对？
You put it right.
就纠正自己，对不对？
You have to correct yourself.
对不对呢？
Is that right?
上帝的道就是镜子。
God's word is a mirror.
上帝把你的毛病讲出来的时候。
That God has spoken about your wrongs.
你就看见原来我这样不对的。
Then you see that it's wrong for me to behave this way.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
弄对它。
Correct it.
纠正它。
Correct.
使它整齐。
So that it is right.
这边两个范例把它弄掉。
And two rights here, take it away.
再回到你那边去。
When they come back to the hall.
对不对？
Isn't it?
这个是聪明人。
That's a wise man.
笨人呢？
Foolish man.
Fool.
Well,
this
mirror,
凡把我造成这个样子。
Show me in this manner.
大镜子。
You want to box this man?
把镜子打破。
And break it.
结果呢？
And then,
手流了血。
You have blood. You hurt yourself.
这个镜子把我弄成这个样子。
See, this mirror hurt me.
不但造出我难看。
Not only so that I'm ugly.
还把我弄到这个样子。
And hurt me too.
今天人在神面前就是这样。
Such is man before the Lord today.
你为什么反对上帝？
Why is he opposed God?
上帝什么时候在罪你？
Where the God has wrong against you?
你为什么不要听他的话？
Why is he don't listen to him?
为什么人欠你你就恨他？
Why is people exploit you, you want to hate them?
你神经病。
You are mentally wrong.
你心灵里面犯神经病。
They are also psychologically wrong.
不是思想犯神经病。
Not mentally you're wrong.
你不是身体有病。
Not physically you're wrong.
心灵有病。
But in your heart you're wrong.
所以这一句话告诉第一句，我的不义显出你的义，对不对？
So my unrighteousness shows you your righteousness is wrong.
第二句，
the second,
你的愤怒就显出你不义，对不对？
So that you get angry, you show you're unrighteous.
保罗在这里实实在在把那时候那些诡辩学派辩论的方法全部表露出来。
So Paul have a manifest here about the methodology of the sophists.
那么保罗就用最后一句话，
and Paul use the last thing
做总结了。
To conclude it.
如果是这样的话，
if such is a manner,
那么上帝怎样审判世界？
How did God judge the world?
哇，这是基督教的答案。
This is the answer of Christianity.
为什么这样说呢？
Why say so?
这个罪恶的世界，
this sinful world
是可以自以为义的吗？
Can he thought that it's righteous?
罪恶的世界。
The sinful world,
真的不可以有人管的吗？
That no one should rule over them.
人的罪恶，
man's sin,
不可以证实出来的吗？
Can they not be proven?
连上帝都不可以为罪人而显出他的怒气。
Even God cannot manifest his wrath because of sin.
如果你们这个诡辩学派的理论是对的话，
If you as a theory of a sophist are right,
那么有审判世界的，
Then he who judges the world.
有没有审判世界的标准呢？
Is there any righteous to judge the world?
Should there be anyone to judge over the world?
有没有人可以审判这个世界呢？
Should there be any standard to be used in judging the world?
有没有标准可以审判这个世界呢？
这是两个问题了。
These are two questions.
所以保罗把这句讲出来的时候，
After Paul said it,
这败坏的世界要不要审判呢？
This corrupted world should it be judged?
如果要，
If it is,
谁审判？
Who judges?
当这个人审判的时候，
if he were the judge,
他凭着什么审判？
And based on what standard?
哦，这个很大的问题。
This is a big question.
我告诉你，你以为罗马书就这么简单？
You think Roman is so shallow?
你听了这些讲解以后，
after I heard this explanation,
这是全人类的大问题，不是简单的事。
This is a big question of mankind.
Who should be the one with absolute authority ensure to judge the whole world?
谁有那个就是权柄能够来审判这个世界呢？
With what kind of criteria and standard he can hold to be the standard to judge the world?
他要用怎样的标准成为的标准来审判这个世界？
答案
，the answer,
the supreme God,
至高的神
，with his supreme righteousness,
用他至高的善和这个公义。
哇，这一句话一讲出来的时候
，when Paul said this,
保罗就针对诡辩学派的方法论把结论提供出来。
Then he make a conclusion to the sophist.
保罗不是跟他讨论。
Paul is not discussing with them.
你不赞成上帝是吗？
You don't agree with God.
你不赞成上帝存在。
You don't agree with God exists.
你不准上帝公义。
You don't agree with God exists.
你不准上帝这辈人。
You don't want God to judge people.
不赞成上帝降怒在人间。
You don't agree that God shows his wrath to people.
那么我问你，
I ask you.
那么让世人一直犯罪吗？
That man continues sin.
那么没有人可以审判吗？
No one can judge them.
审判不一定会没有资格吗？
That he is not qualified to judge.
没有一个人可以用权威审判吗？
No one can use authority to judge.
如果这样，上帝怎么可以审判世界？
If that is the way, how can God judge the world?
所以现在问题是信仰对信仰的问题。
So now is the question of faith to faith.
你相信你是真理？
You believe that you're true?
你相信你口才好就可以乱辩论？
You believe that you have eloquence, then you can have a sophist way?
你相信每一个人都可以对话自己？
You can everybody can absolutely die himself?
好多人理自己难嘛。
我现在用 your own thinking.
但是我同你讲啊。
But I tell you,
上帝
God
审判世界。
God wants to judge the whole world.
最高的神。
The supreme God,
最高的权威
，The supreme authority,
公义的本体
，The righteous substance,
要审判这个世界
，You want to judge the world,
当作看吧
，And wait and see,
你不要逃走
，Don't run,
你口才多好，连你的口才也同审判
，No matter how eloquent you are, eloquent will be judged,
太大的问题
，It's a big problem,
这个世界怎么可能没有上帝
？How can this world go without God?
如果没有上帝
，If there's no God,
那就让希特拉
，Then Hitler,
随所为所欲为了。
And he can do what he wants.
一个希特拉
，one Hitler
是全世界死了差不多七千万人
，caused 70 million of the people of the world to die.
一个毛泽东
，one 毛泽东
是中国在62年以前已经误杀了3500万人。
And even before the United States to war, he has miskilled about 32 million.
不要紧，他战无不胜的思想犯罪。
His thought is always victorious.
他想的一定对，一定胜。
Whatever he thinks is right.
上帝说 no.
God said no.
我保留审判全世界的权利。
I have this authority to judge the world.
我审判的权威是我的公义。
And when I judge, I show my righteousness.
没有一个人可以逃走。
No one can run away.
没有一个人可以挡得住。
No one can escape.
我们的良心深处要求有最后的审判。
Deep in our conscience, we ask for the best judge.
我们的良心的深处要求有最后的这个申冤。
Deep in our conscience, we demand for this word of righteousness.
因为这是一个不义的事。
Because this is an unrighteous world.
神把这样的话启示下来。
And this word God has revealed to us.
你想是偶然的吗？
You think it's coincidental? 我们
每堂讲的不是个人的事情。
And every session we speak is not personal things.
整个人类的问题。
It concerns the humankind.
这些话。
This statement.
不但你要听。
Not only you have to listen.
我要听。
I have to listen.
Clinton 需要听。
Clinton also has to
listen. Suharto 需要听。
Suharto has to listen.
Estrada 需要听。
Estrada has to listen.
Mahathir
需要听。Mahathir has to listen.
Anwar Sadat 需要听。
Anwar Sadat has to listen.
这 Gusdur 需要听。
Gusdur has to listen.
我需要听。
I need to listen.
你需要听。
You need to listen.
因为神把他的圣道启示下来。
Because God's holy word has been revealed to us.
使罪人认识他是神。
That a sinner will know that he is God.
够了吗？
Is that enough?
保罗把这个结论提出来以后
，When Paul mentioned this conclusion,
还不够
，Is that enough?
因为诡辩的学者再有另一个办法再诡辩下去。
Because the sophists continue their sophists.
怎么讲
？What do you say?
大家来看
，We have to continue to read.
若上帝的真实，因为我的虚妄越发显明他的荣耀，为什么我还要受审判呢？
If God's this righteousness manifests His glory, how can I be judged?
If God's glory be manifested because of my lie, my unhonesty, why I should be judged?
如果我的谎言显示神的荣耀，为什么我还要被审判呢？
所以呢，接下去一句话更可怕。
And even more serious with the next statement.
为什么不说我们可以作恶以成善？
Why don't we see that we continue to sin to accomplish the goodness of God?
我虽然做了很多坏事，但是我也有良心，也帮助一些人嘛。
Even though I have this wrong, but I have a conscience, I help some people.
我做了很多坏事，才有钱奉献给你们教会，你懂吗？
I did a lot of bad things so that I can have money to offer to the church.
牧师不要骂我，你那礼拜堂的钱就是我就这个很这。骗来的一半送给赵松奇。
Pastor, don't scold me. It is because my money that come from cheating.
我虽然做了很多坏事
，even though I've done many worse things，
赚了很多不义之财
，I make a lot of unrighteous money。
后来良心发现一半拿去奉献，你懂吗
？But later on, my conscience slipped to me.
上帝啊
，offer to you。
你以为我欠你债吗
？You think I owe you？
哈，你欠我。
You owe me。
我作恶来承担的。
I do the wrong thing so that
不要审判我
，Don't judge me。
我犯罪以后有一些贡献的。
After I've seen, I've made some contributions。
真的吗
？Is it true？
250年以前
，250 years ago，
法国有一句话。
In France, there's a word。
我第一次看吓了一跳。
The first when I read, I was so astonished。
到现在吓还没完。
Until today, I was still feel astonished。
我现在讲给你，让你也吓一跳。
I tell you the story, you feel astonished too。
他说：“许多慈善家所做的好事。
”A lot of good thing about philanthropists。
不过是眼光特别长远的人的自私行动。
It is only by the selfish action of those who are far-sighted.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他今天用一些小钱做好事，可以买大多数人的心，使以后可以做更多坏事，人不纠缠。
They only use some small money so that they use some do some good so they can buy the heart of many people so in the future they can do even worse things.
是有时候你把钱奉献做主公的时候。
So sometimes when you offer your money for God's ministry.
我是战战兢兢的收。
The trembling hand I receive it.
不知道你是不是配奉献。
I'm not. I don't know whether you're worthy to make offering or not.
我是25年前。
25 years ago.
在一个地方讲。
There was a place I would preach.
讲了四天以后
，After 4 days of preaching，
有一个人说
，A young man said，
牧师，我很受感
，Reverend Tom， I'm very touched。
我有一块地皮
，I have a piece of land，
5万英尺平方
，and 50,000
square feet。
square feet，
我要奉献给你
，I want to offer it to you。
是在 甲哇岛一个大城市
，in a big city in Java，
很值钱的地
，very very。
我听你讲到
，after listen to you，
我奉献做你的工作
，I want to offer this piece of land for your work。
我说我现在不需要地
，I say I don't need a piece of land now。
我有没有感动接受你这块
？I'm not touched to receive this offering。
自己好祷告，交给别人。
You pray and give it to others。
后来我讲到讲完
，and after my preaching，
我提到这个事情。
I mentioned this.
有个牧师来找我。
A pastor came and see.
他不是为什么你不要拿来给我用
？Reverend Tong, why should you take it and take it and give it to me?
你不要我要。
You don't want, I want it.
我说你还像上帝的仆人。
Are you like God's servant? I say.
我的感动。
My moving.
是不拿。
Don't take it.
你竟然要我拿了送给你。
That you want me to take it and give it to you.
你是谁
？Who are you?
如果我把这句话告诉他，他也不一定给你。
If I were to tell him that he may not give this piece of land to you,
因为他是听我讲到受感动
because he was touched by my preaching.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹 my dear brothers and sisters,
人奉献的就是神一定要的。
When people make offering, does it mean that God is pleased with that?
上帝说你在做什么？你开玩笑。
God said, what are you doing?
应当给的你没有给出来。
He who gives shouldn't give.
你给了不当给的。
But you give what shouldn't be given.
你以为我需要你的东西
？You think I need that thing?
我告诉你
，I tell you,
如果神不要你的东西。
If God doesn't want your things,
你给多少也没用。
However much you give is no use.
如果神要给你，你不给。
If God wants you to give, you don't give.
那你自己遭殃。
Then you will find your own woe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters,
我们是在神的权柄下。
We are under authority of God.
我们不要开玩笑。
Do not make laugh.
侍奉是严肃。
Because to serve is something with serious.
奉献是严肃的。
To make offering is serious.
竟然有一些人。
And their people.
家里一些没有用的东西打掉。牧师，我一些桌子没有用，教会需要可以来拿。
Things that are of no use in the house, they call the pastor. Pastor, I have something of no use. Come and take it.
当奉献带的来的，他找找最脏的、最小的一个放进去。
When the offering bank comes, they find the most dirty bill and then make offering.
你以为你在做什么？
Do you know what you're doing?
你把上帝当作垃圾堆，你知道吗
？You thought God is a garbage can.
有许多时候，你给的连乞丐都不要。
Many a thing that they give, even a beggar doesn't want it.
你总是以为自己是真理。
You thought you are truth.
总是以为自己是对。
You thought you're right.
我作恶已成善。
That I do the wrong thing that accomplishes the good of God.
虽然贪污，我是奉献钱建礼拜堂。
Even though I'm corrupted, I make offering for church building.
印尼一个城市苏拉巴亚，第二大城。
In Indonesia, there's a city called Surabaya.
有一个礼拜堂会坐一万多人，快要落成。
And there is a, this a church that can accommodate about 15,000 people.
是灵恩派极端的教会。
It is belong to charismatic, extreme charismatic church.
他们的牧师啊
，their pastor.
25年前
25 years ago.
是在我的讲座里面做委员。
And became was a committee member in my seminar.
后来他自己搞一番事业，现在做得很大。
Later on, he made his own ministry. He now has a big church.
但是为了建那个礼拜堂
，but because he wanted to build the church,
他就跟大家讨好。
He want to please with a lot of people.
很多钱去这个 bribery 叫做什么？
贿赂，
那些别的宗教的。
Using a lot of money to this bribery.
甚至替许多回教人建立很大的几个回教堂，还给他品质钱。
And build also mosque for many this Islam, and then they allow him to build the church.
是这样的原则吗
？Is that your principle?
就是神的殿嘛。
Is that God's temple?
是用这样的方法做起来。
Is that the way you do it?
我告诉你
，I tell you，
叙利王
，King Herod，
用了60多年
，He used 60 years
建这个殿
，to build a temple，
是敬拜上帝用吗
？Is it for the worshiping of God？
是啊，犹太人在里面敬拜上帝。
Yes， the Jews worship God there。
叙利王是为了敬拜上帝建殿吗
？This King Herod is part of the purpose of worshiping God that he built the temple？
不是
，No，
因为他知道做犹太人的王一定要大卫的子孙，但是他不是。
Because he knows that to be the king of the Jews must be the descendant of David, he himself is not.
他的位分是不合法的。
Because he is having an illegal position.
犹太人是不喜欢他的。
And the Jews dislike him.
所以有一个办法。
And he used a way.
我给你建圣殿，你支持我做王。我们在苏宁的事情上做买卖交换。
I build a temple for you, and then you support me as a king. We trade in spiritual things.
叙利王是有史以来最犯工程师之一。
This King Herod is one of the greatest engineers in the history.
在2000多年前。
And 2000 years ago,
竟然建了一个殿在地下9层。
And he could build a temple that has a 9-story deep below.
夏天的时候很凉爽。
And when it comes to summer, it's very
cool. 冬天的时候。
When it comes to winter, they become very warm.
叙利王是大工程师
，and he's a great engineer.
他的圣殿山
Is that the Hebrew temple?
是用几千公斤的石头一个一个把它砌成的。
And he used this big stone to build them up.
那个地方结实到一个地步，石头与石头中间的缝里，一把刀都不能插进去。
It becomes so solid, even the between stone and stone, that you cannot put a knife.
两千多年以后
，more than 2,000 years later,
还在那边
，it's still there,
还那么好
，still there.
所以上帝在天上看
，God upon the heaven, he looked down.
谢谢希律王
，Thank you, King Herod.
替我建一个殿
，build a temple for me.
可以给我的百姓敬拜我
，that my people can worship me.
我谢谢你，我在天上无能为力。
I thank you because in heaven I can't do anything.
幸亏你这个希律
，you have this Herod.
又希律又律
，and Herod.
替我建的这个殿
，and build this temple for me.
希律王说，我作恶成善了。
And this king Herod said, I'm.
你建多久
？Seeing by accomplish the good.
建六十多。
How many years? 60 more years.
上帝说我不需要。
I don't need that. God said.
用不到三十年。
And only used for more less than 30 years.
耶稣在地上的时候。
When Jesus was still on the earth.
那个殿建了四十六年还没建成。
And that temple has been built for 46 years and accomplished.
耶稣死了有十多年，殿建成了。
And decades after Christ died, that temple was built.
主后七十年。
And at the 70s, 80s,
全部摧毁烧光。
The whole building was destroyed.
上帝说我不需要这个殿。
God said, I don't need this.
你自己想。
You only think of, you're right.
你常以为你做的是对的。
You think what you do is right.
I keep the final authority to judge all the world.
我以最后的权柄来审判整个世界。
Who are you?
你是谁？
You think you are king.
你想你是王吗
？King, and you think you're glorious enough, powerful enough, even to cheat me?
你以为你足够的这个荣耀来这个欺骗我吗？
作恶已成善。
That you do the wrong thing, you accomplish the good of God.
人第一
，first thing of man.
人的不义先出你。
My unrighteousness so that you're righteous.
第二
，the second.
你的发怒先出你不义。
Your wrath so that you're unrighteous.
第三
，The third，
我是把不义彰显你的荣耀。
My unrighteousness show that your glory。
用虚妄显出你的真实。
I use lie to manifest your honesty。
上帝啊
，God，
是我帮助你。
It is me who help。
我作恶使你的善被彰显。
I do the wrong thing so that goodness is manifested。
我作恶来行善。
I sin so that it do the good for you。
你还要审判吗
？How can you judge me？
保罗再做一个结论。
For one more conclusion he made.
这等人
This kind of people.
他们
They
受定罪是应该的
It is only right that they've been condemned.
God keeps the final authority to judge over all world.
神有最后的权柄能审判全世界的人类
Who can stand before him?
谁可以站在神的面前
Who can escape from his countenance?
谁可以逃避神的容面
Who can bear his wrath?
谁可以站得住神的怒气呢
Who can fight against his righteousness?
谁可以抵挡神的公义呢
Who can avoid from his judgment?
谁可以神从神的审判来逃脱呢
没有
No.
以色列人啊
The Israelite.
你很好吗
You're good?
不是的
No.
你以为外邦人是罪人
You think the Gentiles are sinners?
你是好人
They are good ones.
有宗教的人把不信他宗教的人叫做 Gafir.
Those who have religion, deemed those who have no religion as a
Gafir.
Gafir.
外邦人
The Gentiles.
外邦人
The Gentiles.
你们阿拉伯文叫 Kafir.
The Arabian we call Kafir.
这是不信教的人。
These are those who don't believe in religion.
但是信教的人。
Those who have religion.
有律法的人。
Those have laws.
犯律法的程度比不信教的人更糟糕。
They go against the law even more serious compared to those who have no religion.
有宗教的人比没有宗教的人更敢说谎吗
Those who have religion, they lie even more compared to those who have no religion.
把自己说我是有律法的。
I have the law.
我是受割礼。
I am circumcised.
我是有上帝的道。
I have God's law.
我是每个礼拜进圣殿。
Every week I go.
我是念经。
I'm the one who recites the Bible.
你
，you
说外邦人
，tell the Gentiles，
你记自己是这样。
That you are so.
那你说你是犹太人
？You say you're Jew.
有什么益处呢
？What good are you?
上帝的圣灵交托给你。
God's word has been entrusted to them.
你知道吗
？Do you know?
上帝的公义没有交托给你。
God's righteousness is not to place in your hand. God's judgment is placed in your hand.
你有律法还要说什么
You have a law, it is to be judged.
所以到了这一段结束的
时候 So when it comes to this conclusion, this passage,
外邦人都是罪人
The Gentiles are all sinners.
犹太人也是罪人
The Jews are all sinners.
而那些诡辩学派的方法来反抗上帝的人又 该受上帝愤怒的审判。
And those sophists use their wicked way to go against God, they should be judged by God too.
保罗讲到这里。
When Paul has said this,
人类无处可逃。
No one can escape from God.
那你要怎么样？
Now what are you going to
do? 你要顺服上帝。
I got to obey God.
或者你再反抗下去。
You want to go against you?
接受救恩。
You want to accept salvation?
或者你会自以为意。
Or you feel yourself righteous?
你说不。
You say no.
我还不要投降。
I don't want to submit to God.
我有宗教。
Because I have religion.
好了。
Now,
下一次我们讲的时候
the next one I preach,
就讲到宗教的腐败
we talk about corruption in religion.
这本书很可怕
This book is so fearful.
这本书整个人类文化宗教社会政治的 X-ray
Because it's an X-ray of the culture, religion and politics of the whole world.
整个人性的腐败
And the human nature is being manifested.
求主怜悯
Pray to God mercy on us.
今天晚上
Tonight,
你要谦卑
You want to be humble.
什么叫谦卑？
What about humble?
在真理面前顺服。
That before the truth, you want to submit yourself.
在真理面前渴慕。
Before this truth, you want to desire for it.
真理面前顺服。
And also submit to truth.
永远追求。
And forever you are seeking.
没有自私。
Unceasingly.
我们低头祷告。
We bow our head for prayer.